Whether you're in search of a great new bottle of wine or you want a rundown of the best brunch spots in the area, Mike and Stu have the answer. With a combined half century in the industry, they bring their wealth of experience to bring you the latest trends, expert opinions, and interviews with people in the know. They are the dynamic duo of dining.
Oh, it's a wine and food show, Stu.
It's a food and wine show, trust me.
Look right here, it's Sip and Chew. It's wine and food.
Because Chew rhymes with Stew, that's the only reason.
Are you glorified fry cook?
Yeah, grape killer.
Now it's time to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, good morning to this Sunday morning, and welcome to the Sip and Chew show. This morning is just a sip show. Stu left me, and I don't know how to act. I almost didn't know how to set the phone up to record us live. But if you're watching us live on Facebook, you'll see I do have somebody to my left ear, which we'll get into in a little bit. But even though Charlie got out of town, Charlie went on, I guess, another cruise. So I got Dalton Orwick here with his Tennessee Titan hat on.
It's a big day. It's a big day for us Titans fans.
All right.
And it's a big day for me because I get to hear about all the things I love, food.
There you go. It's a no-brainer here today. So, but anyway, welcome to the Sip and Chew show. And to my left, as I mentioned, I've got Dwight Griffin here, better known as Daddy D. And he just goes by the street name of Daddy. Yeah. So Daddy's been on before. He was on, what, a year and a half ago, Dwight?
I don't know how long ago it was, but it was a while back.
It was a while back. We had a lot of response, people wanting to know who that was. But now you can see him live. Wave at the camera there, Dwight. There you go. So, but anyway, Dwight's got an interesting history of his life, and he's so much fun to listen to and talk to, and he reminds me of some of them old men sitting out. One day he's going to be one of them old men sitting out in front of a drugstore on a Coke crate telling stories.
Well, I am an old man.
Well, you ain't old yet, but I'm trying to catch up with you there. But listen, Dwight does he's like me. He has his own barbecue sauce, but he goes a little further than I do. He's got his own rub. Tell us all about you, Dwight.
Well, I've been in the rub business for 10 years. I started out, I had a little restaurant in Bay Minette, Alabama. It was called Cafe Santani's. And my wife is Italian, and I'm Welsh-Irish, and that's a hell of a combination between us two to getting together. But anyway, we had this little place in Bay Minette, and I did panini sandwiches and you know, mostly sandwiches there. And we had a pretty good little clientele there. And so we decided when they opened the Eastern Shore Center, we decided we was going to take it on over there to the Eastern Shore Center. So we went to the Eastern Shore Center, and we got there right at Christmas. You know, on Black Friday was the first day we opened up.
Wow. What a day to open.
Yeah. Well, it was we had a learning experience there, but you know, after we had a decent Christmas there, not what I was looking for, and by January the tumbleweeds were rolling in the parking lot over there.
I remember that.
Yeah, and I looked at Miss Glenda, and I said, "Miss Glenda, I think we in trouble over here." So we hung in there as long as we could. What we did over at the Eastern Shore Center, we did our Italian sandwiches over there, and I decided I was going to do a Boar's Head Deli. And I started in the supermarket business in 1967. And I worked with National Supermarkets, and I worked with Bruno's for about 8 or 9 years. I ran a couple of stores for them, and I, you know, knew a little bit about the deli business, and so we did a little deli over there, and we decided we was going to get in the wine business. Well, I didn't know that much about wine, okay? So Mike, he was one of my vendors. he came over there, and him and several more of them, and they helped me get started in this thing. And
we were just trying to sell you wine. That's...
Oh, I know what y'all were trying to do to me. But anyway, we became connoisseurs of wine. Well, that didn't last very long. So we decided. I got out of that thing, and I went back to work in the supermarket business. I said I never would, but I did. Mm-hmm. I worked for Tommy Kane. Tommy Kane and I grew up with each other. When we was kids, we used to throw rocks at each other in the playground.
Hey, what town was this in?
This is in the big city and metropolis of Whistler and 8 Mile, Alabama.
A lot of history in those areas.
Yeah, you know, if you were lucky, if by the age of 21, if you wasn't in jail, you'd done pretty good. So we did pretty good. And Tommy was a dear friend. He is a dear friend of mine. And I worked for him for 13 years over there in Foley, Alabama. I ran that Piggly Wiggly over there. And as always, I always wound up in the kitchen over there because I love to smell all them collard greens and that smell of that Boston butt cooking and all that. And I helped them get started in the barbecue business over there. So that's where it began. And I had customers coming in there. And I started experimenting. When I had Centennis over there in Bay Minette, I experimented with spices and everything. So I come up with me a little rub that I thought tasted pretty good. So I took it over there, and we started mixing that stuff up. But I didn't have enough intelligence to mix it all up in a big batch. So I had this old man. His name was Fred Coder. And Mr. Coder, he owned a bunch of pizza places back in the 60s and 70s in Birmingham, Alabama. And he was an outstanding cook. So we had a dough mixer in the back, and we started mixing that rub up. And people would come in there, and they said, "Hey, D," he said, What in the world did you get this rub from?" I said, "Well, I made it." They said, "No, you did." I said, "Oh, yeah, I did, too." So I made it, and they said, "Do you sell that stuff?" I said, "No, I don't sell it, but if you want a little bit of it, I'll put it in a plastic bag for you and let you have a little dose you can take home with you and put it on whatever you want to put it on." So they did. Then I had this old boy working for me, and his name was Brian Robinson, and I called him Kingfish. And old Kingfish, well, I'm going to tell you, he was one hell of a cook. That boy could cook, and he was one of the best pit masters that I've ever had. And he helped me. I told Kingfish, I said, "Kingfish, I think if we get us some bottles, I believe we could bottle this stuff and sell it." So he said, "Yeah, Daddy D." He always agreed with everything I told him, though. He said, "Yeah, Daddy D, I think we could do that." So we did. We started bottling that stuff up, and, man, it started just jumping out of there. And then I put my label on there. And I'm not a very pretty man, but I do think sometimes I am a little bit handsome. So
you're mighty handsome.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Mike. So what I did, I had this label made up, and it was I was dressed up in a seersucker suit and a straw hat. And that kind of represented the South and maybe Memphis, Savannah or something like that. And then I got a street light. And what I did with that, I had it on there, and I had this big old barbecue pit I put on it. And then the last thing I put on there was a magnolia flower. That represented my heritage from Mississippi. So that's how the label began, and that's how I began. It was at Kane's Piggly Wiggly, cooking barbecue over there, and selling it.
All right. When we come back, we're going to talk more, Dwight, about all this revelation, because I was there part of that time, and I watched this blossom. Me and you kind of competed against each other a little bit. But 343-0106 is the Callahan's Irish Social Club text line if you want to text us. Or you can call us. Give us a call. Ask Daddy D a question.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Okay, I want to thank our sponsors, Bob's Downtown Diner, corner of Fat and Happy, Peace, Love, and Grease. They're great guys down there. And Hall's Sausage out of Chickasaw. You ever had Hall's Sausage?
Yeah, I had Hall. I used to work for Mr. Hall when I was
young. Oh, really?
Yes, sir.
I laugh at their building, not their building, but where they're located at, because they used to be a freestanding building, and then a neighborhood's built around them. So here's this manufacturer right there in the middle of neighborhoods, Chickasaw.
It was on Iroquois Street.
Yeah, it still is.
That's right.
The people have it now, Deborah Hodges Stockman. I mean, her whole family, they're such the nicest people, and they're really community and locally supportive oriented people. Great people.
Well, you know why they had that Indian head logo on their stuff?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, the reason why they had that, Mr. Hall was a Seminole Indian.
Oh, really?
You know, it was kind of, he had real dark eyes, and he had kind of reddish skin and everything. And boy, I'm going to tell you, he was a warrior. He was my district manager when I was at National Supermarkets. And I was a little old boy back there fooling around and everything in the back room back there. And he come back there and caught me. And boy, I tell you what, he tore me from one end to the other with his tongue. And he told me, he said, boy, he said, I know your daddy. And he said, if you don't think I won't take my belt off and whip your butt, he said, I will. And I was scared of Mr. Hall, okay? Mm-hmm. But we grew up, I grew up, and I got to know him so well, and mm-hmm. we were such great friends, and I love Mr. Hall. He was a good man.
Oh, those are great stories. You know, back in those days, you could do stuff like that. You could spank another person's kids if they were doing wrong, and then they got a spanking again when they got home when their parents found out. But you can't do that today. You'll go to jail or worse.
Well, Mr. Hall, he'd put the fear of the good Lord in you. When he look at you with them dark eyes and everything, mm-hmm. boy, you thought you'd been zeroed in, and I definitely didn't want him to wear me out.
Yeah.
He straightened me out with that look. I didn't want none of Mr. Hall at all.
Hey, you said you grew up in Whistler and 8 Mile. I lived in Pritchard, and I think you said you were born in Pritchard, weren't you?
Well, that's a joke I always come up with. I was born in Pritchard, and I was raised and cried, and I ain't scared of nothing but thunder and lightning. I was born in Whistler.
Okay.
Whistler, Alabama. That's where we came from.
Right, right. And I myself, I lived in Pritchard for my younger life, and I remember there was the Hayes-Davis plant there, if you remember.
Oh, yeah. I'd eat that sausage and them weenies and everything my whole life.
Yeah, and they used to take us on field trips to all these places over there. Yeah. And we got to go see. You wouldn't do this today, but when they took us, we'd sit there. This is how we slaughter them, you know. They'd sit there and sit there. I think back then they had this thing that drove something through the cow's head. It braced their head, and it drove their head, killed them, and then they drug them. And you know, I guess they thought that's wrong. It you know, traumatized a bunch of us. and I remember, because I didn't live too far from there, and I could hear that it sounded like a gun going off all the time, but they'd bring those stock cars in and unload those animals. And then you hear, oh, my God. You hear those sounds now, you better run. So, I was kind of there with you during your wine times. You know, I was right there in the beginning when you started carrying wine. But you got over there to Kane's Piggly Wiggly and you started in Loxley, but then you went down to Foley. And folks, this guy, I single-handedly give him credit for what turned into a great phenomenon with Piggly Wiggly and their wine, being known for their wine department. Because the one in Fairhope is huge. It's a great department. The one in Foley still is. I mean, it's big on wine. You know, people know to go to the Pig to buy wine in Foley and Fairhope.
Yeah, so Tommy Kane told me, he said, D, he said, I don't know nothing about wine. It was obvious what I saw when I looked on his shelf, what he was selling in there at that time. I knew he had a hell of a lot to learn about it. So he told me, he said, D, I want to be known as the best and the biggest in South Alabama. I said, sure, that ain't no problem. If you got the money, we'll take care of that situation for you. And I got people like Mike and different ones coming there and helping me because, you know, successful people, if you're smart enough, you're going to get somebody a whole lot smarter than you to help you get things going. I wasn't smart enough to do all that, but I did have a good I knew how to pick good people to help me.
Well, Bear Bryant always said, the way to be successful is you pick people that are better than you are at certain things and grow your success from there.
Well, there was a lot of people better than me in a lot of things, even in cooking. But I love to cook. My mother taught me how to cook when I was a child. And I've been cooking. My first barbecue grill was a garbage can with a refrigerator grill on top of it. That's what I started my barbecue career with. And boy, we cooked some stuff on that thing too. Until I didn't know, I see all these shows now, all these different techniques and all that kind of stuff. I scratch my head and think, they done turned everything into all this scientific stuff. Mm-hmm. All I knew, if it was a cold day, and if you didn't have the right cut of meat, it wasn't going to turn out as good sometimes. Mm-hmm. A lot of things depend on the weather, and a lot of things depend on the meat that you're using and things like that. So there's a lot to do with it. Some of it is scientific and everything, but it don't take a rocket scientist to get out there and cook a Boston bud.
The main thing you need is heat.
Heat's
all you need.
About heat and time, okay?
Our friend down, John from Fish River, he has a big barrel he uses. And it's got a Harley Davidson muffler sticking out of it, and so we laugh about that all the time, about his cooking apparatus and his seasonings and what he does. And everybody's got a different way, and of doing things. But the main thing, like I just said, is you got to have the heat first, and you got to contain it in something, and you understand that, but. But let's talk a little bit about your spices and your seasonings. And how long did it take you to finally get it what you say, this is perfect, this is what I like?
Well, I fooled with it for a good while. I was like a mad scientist. I used to make Miss Glenda mad. Miss Glenda is my wife. Now, I love Miss Glenda.
You better say that.
Well, she knows I do, and she loves me too. And let me tell you about her. I give all the utmost respect in the world for that lady, and that's the reason I call her Miss Glenda, because she is a queen of my residence over there, and I'm going to give her the utmost respect for everything
that
I do.
Good for you, especially with her sitting right here.
I'm scared of her, too.
And you can't – and living in Perdido, Alabama, it'd take a while for somebody to hear you yelling or something, wouldn't it?
Well,
she was after you, straightening you out.
She could probably do some serious damage on me. I just, I don't have a whole lot of hair on my head, and I ain't got a lot to. She'd take a broomstick or something to me. She could hurt me badly with it.
Now, y'all do live in Perdido. You're up there by Mr. Eddins, who is the first farm winery ever in the state of Alabama. It's the oldest, and good people up there.
Yeah.
People.
Mr. Anderson's one of my very best friends. Matter of fact, he sells my stuff up there.
That'd make him my friend.
Yeah, well, he's helped me in quite a many ways. And I do stuff. I go up to the Vineyards a lot and do stuff for him, too. Our families are friends, and he's been one of my dearest friends for a long time.
Awesome. They are great people.
They sure are.
I worked for him for a small amount of time when I needed a job, and he put me to work, just super people. Like he said, if I had a biscuit, I'll give you half of it. And he's a man to his word. So, folks, we got to go on break. When we come back, we're going to talk to Elisa McVays, I believe it is, with the Mobile Bay Food Truck competition coming up. So give us a call. Give us a text at 343-0106.
I got no clue what the chicken pot pie is made of. Just know everything's doing fine down here in Lunch Lady Land. Oh! Well, I wear this net on my head, 'cause my red hair is falling out. I wear these brown orthopedic shoes, 'cause I got a bad case of the gout.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
With Dwight, I got to put you on hold a second because we got to talk to Elsa McVeigh about Mobile Bay Bites event coming up here. Good morning, Elsa. How you doing this morning?
Morning. I'm well, thanks.
Good. Thanks for getting up this early. And, you know, people say, do you listen to our show? Or you listen? What time is it? 8 o'clock? No. They just don't get up early on Sunday mornings. But anyway, tell us about what you got coming up.
Okay. So Mobile Bay Keeper is hosting our annual Bay Bash on December 5th from 6 to 10 at Gulf Quest. Bay Bash is our annual celebration of our coastal community and the bounty of the bay. We will have signature dishes prepared and served by local restaurants and caterers. We'll have cocktails. We'll have live entertainment from the Red Clay Strays and the Eastern Shore Repertory Theater. I know, we're really excited about that.
Oh, they're great.
And we'll have a big silent auction, too.
Is this going to be outdoors or indoors?
It'll be indoors this year.
Okay. Yeah. Worrying about the weather, I guess. So.
Yeah, but we'll still have the view because there's lots of windows up there. So.
Right. Tell me, do you know some of who the vendors are, the restaurants and the caterers?
Yes, we've got a great lineup this year. We've got Dumbwaiter will be there serving shrimp and grits. We'll have Felix's, Mobile Oyster Company, Dewdrop Inn, Creative Catering, Roosters, Wenzel's, and Carrabba's will all be there.
All my favorite places.
We'll have Cammie's Old Dutch and Pullman serving dessert, and Chaleur is going to have coffee for us.
All right. Pullman's is going to be there?
Yeah, they're going to send a cake.
Oh, okay. They got great cakes. But
I know
Rose and her husband really well. They're just super, super, super people. They really are.
Yeah, they've always been very supportive, and we appreciate them.
So what are the proceeds going to?
Proceeds benefit Mobile Bay Keeper and our work for clean water, clean air, and healthy communities. We work to protect Mobile Bay and the surrounding waterways, and so this event is kind of our celebration of that.
Right. Now, I live downtown. And it really aggravates me. And, downtown, we're right there against the water, Mobile River and the bay. And I just get really aggravated when I look on the streets, like the mornings after the night before. And I just look at the straws and the cup top lids and all the trash that, it's going to end up in the bay. And, it's a huge. People want to, we got to get this environmentally safe stuff and compostable stuff that's going to, it doesn't biodegrade within seconds or minutes after you use it. It takes proper disposal of it. And people just need to be smart and start throwing their stuff in trash receptacles and not on the ground.
And yeah, you know, together we can make a big difference. You know, clean water affects us all. So Mobile Baykeeper's work is critical.
And we have, you listen to Bill Finch that comes on after us, he talks about the Delta area and our bay. And we have something so unique here that nowhere else in the world has. And with the species of plants and wildlife, and we got to take better care of it.
Yep, you're exactly right.
And it starts with us humans.
Yep.
Well, that sounds exciting. And give us the dates and the time again, and where they can go to buy tickets, and your Facebook and website.
Okay, it's going to be Thursday, December 5th, from 6 to 10 at Golf Quest. You can buy tickets at mobilebaykeeper.org/bay-bash, or you can just go to mobilebaykeeper.org and click on events and go to Bay Bash that way. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter, Mobile Baykeeper, for updates. And you'll be able to buy tickets at the door as well, but I would recommend going ahead and purchasing them online.
Absolutely. Well, you know, the red clay strays, just the price of admission is with them playing, it's worth it right there.
Yeah, we are so excited. This is, you know, they've just signed a record deal with Skate Mountain Records.
Right.
And they're touring the Southeast this fall. So
right.
This is going to be kind of a homecoming for them, you know, celebrating their hometown and the water that they grew up on. So.
Awesome.
I forgot to mention, tickets are $125 for a couple or $75 for a single. And that includes all the food, wine, and beer. We'll have a cash bar.
Okay. Well, we certainly appreciate that. And we wish y'all much success and a great attendance. I think it's going to be a great event.
Thank you. We think so, too.
I think it's going to be a heavily attended event, too. So
we hope so.
So, well, you certainly got the draw, and I know that Pullman's, I'd go just get some Pullman's cake.
I know, me too.
All right, well, thank you, and have a happy Thanksgiving.
You too. Thanks so much for having
us.
Yes, ma'am.
It is Thanksgiving, Dwight.
Yeah, you know? It is Thanksgiving.
What are you going to do? How are you going to season your turkey this year?
Well, I'm going to use that Daddy D's smoke seasoning.
Listen to you.
You
have no shame, do you, in dropping your name?
No, none at all.
So, if I want to buy some of your Daddy D's, where do I go?
Well, you can go to Greer's. Greer's sells it. Mm-hmm. You can go to Ramey's Supermarkets, and there's one in Atmore. Mm-hmm. And you can go to Food Giant.
Okay. Is there Food Giant? Where's that at?
Oh, there's one in Century, Florida. They all over Alabama.
Okay.
A little bit Bruton and that area over there. And Piggly Wiggly sells it, too.
Okay.
I also sell to Piggly Wiggly Warehouse.
Oh, okay.
And they have two or three of my items and everything, but... That Daddy D's original, I'm telling you, that's good too. You can either, if you're gonna fry a turkey, or you're gonna smoke a turkey, I would recommend the smoke or the Daddy D's original seasoning for those.
And do you like to rub it under the skin as well?
I like to rub it all over that chicken.
Now we are a family show here.
Oh, I know.
Anywho, now, when are you going to come out with an injection for turkeys?
Well, you know, I have done injections, and some of that Tony injection. I like that butter injection he's got, mm-hmm. and you can take a little bit of Daddy D's smoke seasoning or original season and mixing that thing and mix it together, and boy, you got you a pretty good serum right there.
Well, you know, I've got one of those butter injections, and also I got some of your Daddy D's seasoning, so I might have to use that instead of that Tony's this year.
Well, I like Tony's too now, but I prefer my own.
Well, you know, we're all about supporting local here. Supporting local. And,
yes, sir.
And be local, buy local, support local, and eat local, and sleep local, and all of that.
Yes,
and,
right.
Also, do you sell your stuff online?
Yes, sir. I have you can go on Daddy D's Barbecue Sauces and Rub. That's my Facebook page. And make sure if you go on there, make sure you like it. And I also have some of my cooking videos on there. You mm-hmm. can see some of the things that I've done on there. I did one that kind of told you about how I got started. And all that on there. I have a Shopify store that's linked to that. It's called daddysrub.com.
Mm-hmm.
And we ship out of there every day.
Every day.
Every day. And you send us an order, we'll try to get it out to you that afternoon.
Okay. All right. Well, have you thought about submitting some of your videos to Food Network and try to get on your own show or anything?
Well, you know, Mike, I'm getting a little old, and some of this stuff I don't really understand that well, but you know, that's the reason that you're my good friend. You've helped me with a lot of this. You know, we talked about doing our show. We're going on the road over the hill and down the road with Daddy D and Mike. We're going to go visit all these places that nobody's ever heard of and do a little interviewing and eating with them. I can't wait.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
Now, I'm kind of jealous of Stu. Him and Heather on their road trip to North Dakota and back. They're going to be gone for 2 weeks, and they're hitting all these places. I mean, they're just in his truck, just riding along, and they got to St. Louis, and they hit some of the barbecue places there, and that would be fun just to travel and record it and just being human and having fun and recorded as you go.
Well, you know, all the big shots, these big people, they got all this advertising. There's a lot of good people out there that's got little good places to eat. Mm-hmm. Nobody ever knows or hears about them. And I'm the kind of guy that likes to go to those kind of places.
Yeah.
And so, that's you know, if I can go and I'll eat anything from chitlins to – it don't matter to me. I just like to eat. I'm a professional eater, okay?
Okay. I could tell. You're not as a professional as I am. I have friends that every time they go out to California, they're over the big winery stuff. They look for little dirt roads with handmade signs that says free wine tasting, you know, this way. So anyway, 343-0106, Texas on our Callahan's Irish Social Club text line, or you can call us there, and go to our Facebook pages and like us if you haven't already. So we'll be back in a second.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Well, folks, we're sitting here with Dwight Griffin, better known as Daddy D. And let me tell you, when I used to know Daddy D in the beginning days, well, you're most impressionable to me when you worked at the Pig there in Foley. And you used to wear them seersucker suits, and you had that Colonel Sanders look. You are a colonel, aren't you?
Yeah, I am a Kentucky colonel.
Okay. I thought so. I thought you told me one time you were.
Yeah.
And, folks, you'd walk in there and you thought every day was Easter if he was wearing a seersucker suit and he had a straw hat on.
Now, wait just a minute, now, Mike. Let me, ladies and gentlemen, after Labor Day, I quit wearing a seersucker and the white shoes, okay?
Yeah, because you ain't supposed to wear white after Labor Day.
That's right. So I am very traditional, too.
Yeah, you are. You know, he's always a good dresser, too. Always. Is now, who keeps you looking like that? Is it Glenda?
Well, she's not going to
let me. Or are you your own stylist?
Well, I beat to my own drum. Miss Glenda will tell you, I am what they call a DRS.
Uh-huh. What's that?
A dirt road sport.
Sport. Hey, Dwight, we got John from Fish River on here. And you ever met John?
I don't know if I met. Yeah, I think I've met John before.
Okay. John, Dwight Griffin, or Daddy D. How you doing, John?
Pretty good, pretty good. I passed you one day, Daddy D, down there at the Foley Pig. Saw you down there one day. But one thing I want to ask you about your seasoning.
Yes, sir.
What is the most exotic thing you've ever cooked with your seasoning?
Ooh, good question.
The most exotic thing that I ever cooked with my... Well, John, I'm not really into all this exotic stuff. I just try to stick basically to Southern. If it's got a snout on it or some feathers on it, I'll cook it.
But okay.
And moose, I'll cook it. But other than that, I don't get into. Well, I have cooked an alligator before.
Okay, yeah, all right. And, how did that turn out?
That turned out good.
Well, that's good to know. That's good to know because I'm thinking about doing a pelican or a seagull for Thanksgiving. You got any recommendations for seasoning?
If you're going to do that, you might as well go ahead and cook you a buzzard. But anyway, I don't know if you put a little bit of Daddy D's original seasoning on it, it's going to make it taste better. But I'd be a little scared of that, though.
Little bit or a whole lot?
I don't know. I'd be doing a little taste sampling on it.
If you got it off the side of the road, you probably won't put a lot.
You didn't scrape it up off the pavement, did you?
No.
Okay, I'm just messing with you, John. Okay.
So, John, how you doing? And what's the latest word on? And tell everybody about the fundraiser for your wife.
Well, there's a fundraiser that's going to be down here. South of 32 off of Danny Road on Rosa Court at Fritz Brothers Guitars.
Mm-hmm.
He manufactures guitars has manufactured guitars and still does for a lot of people, a lot of musicians. Eric Clapton, George Harrison, Rolling Stones. So he knows what he's doing.
I would really say does. He does.
And they were grateful enough to put on this benefit for Linda. With several local bands that mm-hmm. will be there, and we're going to have a silent auction, and really whatever else we can.
Yeah. Are you going to be cooking anything that day?
The word we were discussed was doing a massive pot of chili,
mm-hmm.
and I failed to mention that last I heard John Ed Thompson was going to be here and be the master of ceremonies, and he plays the guitar also.
Yeah, I know. He is a very good musician, yes.
Yeah, so I understand.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, we're supposed to be doing some chili, and that's going to be pretty much easy for a couple people to step in and create and manage.
Right,
I hope.
Right. So maybe Daddy D's can... donate some seasoning, like a little packet or something for auction.
Well, maybe, you know.
Put a little gift set or something for auction.
I might have to talk to him about that.
Well, John, you welcome to call me. I'll be glad to help you. You just call me and let me know.
I'll get you his number.
Okay. I knew you would, Mike. I knew you would.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But
well, I'm going to have to try this seasoning. I have seen it in the stores. I'm used to a couple others because of their low salt content, which I like that. Tony Saturé is a friend of my sister, and she gets a bunch of his stuff, but it's just too salty for me,
mm-hmm.
John,
unfortunately.
That's not
it's
that
a
much...
very good popular name, so, you know, he's got to be doing something right.
Well, that's my seasoning does not have a lot of salt in it.
Well, that's a plus right
and
there. Now, that's a good selling point.
And it has no MSG in it.
Another good selling point.
So, there you go. It's local.
And it's local. And I use the best stuff you can put in it, too. I don't do no shabby seasonings.
Hey, John, real quick, man, tell us – where people can get information about the fundraiser?
It's on my Facebook page, John Sislak or John from Fish River. Mm-hmm. If Christy Wells created this, or maybe you can go to Fritz Brothers Guitars.
Okay.
And find it there.
Awesome, man. Awesome. All right, buddy, we're going to let you go because we got to go. We got a special Bobby Thanksgiving song. Yes, sir. Provolone to you. Well, folks, Dwight, thank you for getting up early and coming in and telling us some funny, funny stories. We want you – people get out there and buy this guy's product. He's local. You know, we're all about supporting local, being local, buy local. Get out there, tip your servers. Servers earn your tips. Keep it all local.
Thank you, Mike.
Happy Thanksgiving, folks, and be safe on the road. Hey, Stu and Heather, y'all be careful up there now. Have a safe trip coming home. Have fun. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Love to eat turkey. Love to eat turkey. Oh, I love you. Love to eat turkey, 'cause it's good. Love to eat turkey like a good boy should, 'cause it's turkey to eat, so good. That clapping's messing my head up, man. I appreciate it, but I was trying to think of the next line. I'm like, all I hear is clapping. Here we go. Thanks anyways. For me, turkey for you. Let's eat the turkey in my big brown shoe. Love to eat the turkey at the table. I once saw a movie with Betty Grable. Eat that turkey all night long. 50 million Elvis fans can't be wrong. Turkey lurkey do and turkey lurkey dap. I eat that turkey, then I take a nap. Thanksgiving is a special night. Jimmy Walker used to say dynamite. That's right. Turkey with gravy and cream.